Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Dhamini, and you're listening to Gender Question. Here, we will look at an issue that's in the news using the lens of gender. The idea is to take a blind spot and throw some light on it.
Kamala Harris, the new vice president-elect of the United States of America, gave a speech for the ages on Saturday after it was confirmed that Joe Biden will become the next president of USA. Harris has many firsts to her name. She is the first woman to have been appointed to this position in the Oval Office. She is the first black person to become VP. She's the first person of Indian American descent and South Asian descent, and also the first child of immigrants to hold such a high office. Harris was born to Shyamala Gopalan, who migrated to the US when she was 19 years old. Shyamala, who hails from Tamil Nadu, who born in Chennai, and she died in 2009. Shyamala became a biomedical scientist working in the field of gene receptors for cancer research. She married Donald Harris, who too had migrated from Jamaica to study in the US. Donald, of course, went on to eventually teach at Stanford University. Shyamala and Donald had two children, Kamala and Maya. And when Shyamala and Donald divorced, the two girls stayed on with their mother. Harris was brought up in a biracial home and she was exposed to both aspects of her heritage. She would return to India to meet her chittis or aunts in Tamil Nadu, and she would spend time with her maternal grandfather, who was a civil servant in India. Harris studied to become a lawyer and rose through the ranks in the state of California, working first as a deputy district attorney, then as a district attorney, and finally as the attorney general of the state. She gained a reputation of being tough on crimes of drug trafficking, gang violence, and sexual abuse. She also gained a reputation of resisting government pressure. For instance, it was her refusal to defend Proposition 8, which banned same-sex marriage in California, that eventually helped lead it to being overturned in 2013. She eventually became a Democratic senator from California in 2016. She campaigned for criminal justice reforms and the protection of women's reproductive rights. She is also the co-author of a book called Smart on Crime, which deals with the issue of criminal recidivism. So now that you know a little bit more about her, listen to a clipping of the speech that she delivered at Wilmington in Delaware at the Democratic campaign headquarters. This clipping has been taken from the CNN.com website from the live telecast of this particular speech by the news channel.
We are so grateful to Joe and Jill for welcoming our family into theirs on this incredible journey. And to the woman most responsible for my presence here today, my mother, Shyamala Gopalan Harris, who is always in our hearts. When she came here from India at the age of 19, she maybe didn't quite imagine this moment, but she believed so deeply and in America, where a moment like this is possible. And so I am thinking about her and about the generations of women, black women, Asian, white, Latina, Native American women, who throughout our nation's history have paved the way for this moment tonight. And sacrificed so much for equality and liberty and justice for all, including the black women who are often too often overlooked, but so often prove they are the backbone of our democracy. women who have worked to secure and protect the right to vote for over a century, 100 years ago with the 19th Amendment, 55 years ago with the Voting Rights Act, and now in 2020 with a new generation of women in our country who cast their ballots and continued the fight for their fundamental right to vote and be heard. Tonight I reflect on their struggle, their determination, and the strength of their vision to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And I stand on their shoulders. And what a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president. First woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities. And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before. But know that we will applaud you every step of the way. And to the American people, no matter who you voted for, I will strive to be a vice president like Joe was to President Obama, loyal, honest, and prepared, waking up every day thinking of you and your family. Because now is when the real work begins, the hard work, the necessary work, the good work, the essential work to save lives and beat this epidemic.
If you have any questions, do reach out to me at the Raid Dhamini on Twitter. You can also leave your feedback at HT Smartcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Bye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.